The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency. And the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It's educational. It's not legal advice. And now here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
And here we are again, our favorite time of the week, 11:30 Saturday. I'm Ted Robertson, the agent's co-host. He's the guy who gets things done in the insurance world for nearly two decades, probably more now. Maybe it feels like a million years sometimes, huh, Antonio?
Yeah, it definitely feels like a million years sometimes.
You've seen the insurance industry from the inside out, and you've seen this system change. It is changing even more. 2020 is going to be even bigger changes. And it doesn't get less chaotic. It gets more chaotic. And it stopped being a do-it-yourself thing ages and ages ago. And that's why I say you got to have an agent. You got to have Antonio to handle this stuff for you. Welcome to The Agent with Antonio Briseño. Antonio, as always, my favorite half hour of the week, we get to light things up a little bit. We get to grouse and complain a little bit and cajole, teach. And today's going to be a day like that. We're going to grouse a little bit more about robocalls because we want you to help us kill them. We're going to teach a little bit because it's open enrollment. It's gone. You lost your opportunity. And, you know, nothing is ever a total loss. But for you business owners, we're going to talk about you in the next segment. And for those of us who are out in the workaday world and struggling to make a paycheck, whatever it is we're doing, we're going to talk about you guys right now. You need the most help. And that's kind of where we are. But first, Antonio, let's give a little... whatever the opposite of love is for the robocallers.
Well, you know, it's the love-hate relationship. We hate them and we love to hate them. So, but, you brought up something really interesting that, you know, it's not a do-it-yourself situation anymore. And, you know, and you mentioned the amount of time that I've been in the business. And it's kind of funny. I think back. So when I started full-time in the business, was about 2000, and I was in the business before that. So I was in and out before 2000, but that's when I actually had a full-time position going forward. But, you know, I think back when I started in 94, and going back then, we talked about investments and life insurance and things, and that still was not a do-it-yourself. Because there were so many products, there were so many different things. So then, and when you forward to health insurance at that time, health insurance, yeah, it was a little easier than it was today. But still, there were so many carriers, and there was so many different companies you can go with, and so many plans that what I saw, a lot of people would go ahead and spend a lot of time calling companies, and you probably remember this, Ted, because I know you've been self-employed and did things where you had to find your own coverage. People would call and get like, what, 3-4 quotes to go ahead and figure out what plan was going to give them the best rate and what plan was going to have the best ins and outs. So really, when we think about it, this has really, I don't think it's ever been a do-it-yourself. And when people try, what they do is they just cause themselves a lot of time. And they're wasting a lot of time where you can actually call someone, whether it's me or someone else, you can call a broker and you can get all the information from them. And that has actually always been the best way to do it and the most cost-effective way to do it. So now on to our favorite thing. Just wanted to bring that up because it's very interesting when you think of the history of insurance. So robocalls. Yes, we love to hate them. You know, they're ridiculous. They're crazy. We all get them. And, you know, last year we had about $26 billion in health, about $46 billion total of all calls, whether it be the warranty company that wants you to buy another warranty, whether it be the company wants to get you to get a new credit card or a new interest rate, or, oh my gosh, it's everything. And so, but health, you know, majority of those calls, if not 99.9% of those calls, are companies selling you plans that are more of an indemnity plan or a limited pay plans. Now, limited pay plans will work for some people, and we're going to talk about that shortly. But when you're getting a robocall, those companies only care about selling you something. They're not going to tell you the truth. Typically, they don't. They don't tell you the company they're with, and they just want to get a credit card number. They just want to get payment, and typically, what they'll do, the salespeople will tell you whatever you want to hear, and then they send you to the underwriter, and the underwriter is going to speed through all the legal stuff really quickly and tell you not to interrupt, because then they'll have to start all over, because, yeah, they're giving you the facts, but they really don't want you to hear. So beware, tell your friends, tell your family. If you have any questions at all about insurance, please give me a call, 719-203-6424. Once again, that's 719-203-6424, and we will give you the straight answer. And if we don't know something, or if it's not an area we work in, we will find you a professional to work with. So please save yourself some agony and some pain in your friends and family. Don't work with the robocalls.
Starve them out.
Yes.
Starve them out and do business locally. Do business with a guy like Antonio. The reason for it is because there are really only four providers in El Paso County, for example, that can write or that can provide approved plans. In other words, plans that are approved under the American or the Affordable Care Act.
Correct.
Anything outside of that is not approved. And the problem there is that you're risking everything. If something catastrophic happens to you, you're risking everything you and your family have.
You know, it's interesting, and now we're actually going to talk about those other plans, because, you know, we're in a situation now where if you have missed open enrollment, what are your other options? So there are other plans out there that you can get. They're not the perfect scenario, but they're better than nothing. But the key is always to everything in your life is knowing what you're getting. You're not going to want to buy a car and not know what the gas mileage is. You know, you're not going to want to buy a vacation and not know where you're going. You know, so there are other plans, but the key is we're going to tell you how they work, and you know, it's going to be better than nothing, but you need to know what you have. That is the key. So number one, you know, yes, you've missed open enrollment. Open enrollment's over. Now, if you have an SEP, and we've talked about this many times, special enrollment period for life-changing events. If you have one of those, then, and what are those? So that is moving into the state of Colorado, and you had lost your coverage in your previous state because of your move. Not just moving here. Just moving here and you never had coverage is not an SEP. Moving here and have lost your coverage. So the key to remember is an SEP in 99.9% of the time, it's when you have lost coverage. So if you never had coverage, most likely you're not going to get an SEP. So we got to keep that in mind. So if you do have an SEP, you moved to Colorado, you lost your coverage, you got divorced, and your ex-spouse had the coverage, you lost an employer, you left an employer and you lost your coverage, those are all SEPs. So there are some others that are a little more complicated. So if you have questions on SEPs and you're not sure if you're eligible one, please give us a call, 719-203-6424. My staff is very trained on SEPs. They understand exactly how they work, and they understand all of them. So if you have any questions on SEPs, they will be able to explain it to you completely, and they will be able to get make sure that you're aware of what is going to be best for you. They are dedicated to helping our clients and helping our listeners to know what's best for them. So if you're not eligible for that SAP, then what is available out there? So number one of the one things that is going to probably be the closest to getting you coverage that is similar to qualified plans. Qualified plans are exactly what Ted had mentioned, the ones that are approved by the Affordable Care Act. Those are ones that fit into the law. So the ones that we will recommend would be MediShares. Now, MediShares do not work exactly, but like I said, they're probably the closest because they will have a max out of pocket, they will have a deductible, and they will have some copays, and you can have some coverage for like the preventative care and wellness visits and things like this. There are many companies out there, so you got to be careful and research. If you have questions about that, give us a call, 719-203-6424, and we will go ahead and tell you the ones we recommend. We do not sell them. But what I do is when my client needs help, we will help them find the MediShare that works best for them. We will quote it. We'll give you the numbers. You will do the application with the company, typically online, but we will walk you through the process and help you with that. So there's a lot of differences to those. So you definitely need to get the proper information. What we find where we can help is if you get a MediShare, we always recommend doing supplemental plans along with the MediShare because they're going to a lot of times have the higher max out of pockets, higher deductibles. And the number one thing is MediShares are not insurance. It is a share program, and they're not guaranteed. So that's why we always recommend getting supplemental coverage along with it. So if you have any questions about this, call us, 719-203-6424, and we can walk you through that and help you. The other idea is going ahead and doing supplemental insurance. So you can do supplemental insurance to help yourself with accidents. It can help with hospitalization. It can help you with urgent care visits. It can help you with follow-up visits from an accident or an illness. It can also help you with many of those things, dental, vision. And so that's another idea. And the next one is, and we'll have to go into the next segment on this as well, because you need to know more about this. And so we're going to talk about limited pay plans, because we talk about those a lot more in a negative connotation. So we're going to spend a little more time in the next segment really going over those so you truly understand what they are, how they can help you, and the positive and negative about those.
Perfect. Nicely done, Antonio. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Antonio Bersenu, the agent. I am his very loyal co-host, Ted Robertson. You're listening to KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Listen live online at KRDO.com. We'll be right back.
We are at Health Markets, a free service to help individuals and families find affordable health insurance under Obamacare. Mike, there's a lot going on.
With so many changes to Obamacare this year, Health Markets invented the Fit Score, helping consumers instantly compare their plan to thousands of others nationwide to quickly see how to maximize their benefits and save money. Best of all, our service is free.
Keeping my doctor is so important. Can Health Markets find plans that make that possible?
Health Markets makes it easy to find the right health insurance fit, including plans that can let you keep your doctor and save you money. Using our free service, we can find you subsidies that will substantially lower your costs, even finding you plans with $0 monthly premium.
Don't go it alone when there's such an amazing free unbiased service.
Looking to save on health insurance? Call Health Markets Insurance Agent Antonio Briseño at 719-203-6424 or visit healthmarkets.com. No obligation to enroll.
Welcome back. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to The Agent with Antonio Briseño. I'm his co-host and always enjoy this half hour of the week. And Antonio, you unpacked quite a box last segment about MediShares. Now we want to talk about limited pay plans.
Yeah, so limited pay plans. I mean, so we've mentioned those multiple times, and we mentioned them, I think, mainly in a negative connotation most of the time, because 90% of the time, that's what the robocallers are selling. And, you know, just like anything, every financial product has its place. And I think where insurance products and different things get a bad rap is when people use them in the wrong way. But couldn't that be anything? You know, hey, the famous thing, putting a square peg.
Trying to put a square peg in a round hole, yeah.
Exactly. You know, that don't work either. But the round peg is going to work perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's knowing what tools to use. It's knowing how to use your toolbox. So, you know, so when we're looking at limited pay plans, if you're out of open enrollment, you don't have an SEP, and, you know, let's say the MediShare is not a right fit for you. You know, and then you're looking, well, what else can I do? There is other products out there. And there are products with reputable companies, with good companies out there that do want to help. So the one plan that I use when nothing else is going to work is I use the United Healthcare. Everyone's heard of United Healthcare, you know, big dog. So United Healthcare has a plan. It is a limited pay plan or an indemnity plan, multiple names. It is a plan that will help you in multiple ways. If you are in the hospital, it'll pay $5,000 a day. And it's multiple days. And actually, it'll even pay more over the years you've had the plan. It will go ahead and pay for doctor's visits. It'll pay for ER visits. It'll pay for intensive care. It'll pay for physicals. It'll pay for multiple things. I mean, the packet is like 30 pages long. So it's pretty in-depth. So what is still the problem? What is the risk, even with one of these that are good and from a good company? Well, one is that they don't have a max out of pocket. They don't have a cap. And that is the key. We always want a cap. So you don't want to be in a situation where you end up in the hospital and you find out the bill's 100 grand, but your coverage is only going to pay 10. That can be a problem. But if you buy a policy and you have no other options, that $10,000 or $15,000 is going to be a whole lot better than nothing. And so that's why we look at these, because they have some usefulness. But you got to know what you have. You have to know how it works. And it has to be effective for you. That is the key. So if you have any questions at all, give me a call, 719-203-6424, and we will help you and answer your questions. Because if you are out of open enrollment, you have not received any plans, or you didn't sign up for anything, you need something, because those costs can be staggering. And most people don't have an extra $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in the bank just waiting for an accident or waiting for an illness. So getting a policy, getting something is better than nothing. So, okay, so businesses, our business owners out there, we love our business owners just as we love our individual clients as well. And we wanted to go ahead and make sure that you're aware of some special things that you can do. So businesses, as we had Stacy Davis on the show last week, which was amazing, I hope you heard it. If you did not hear his show, you need to go back to the archives and listen to that one, because it was really cool. So if you are a business, you know, and you didn't get coverage, so you could be eligible for group. So that's always the number one. We're going to start there, because group is regular insurance. And group insurance is amazing. Everybody loves group. Not everyone's eligible for group is a problem. But group can be the best coverage out there. It can be paid for by your employer. The employer don't feel happy about that because they got to pay the bill. But, you know, if you can set up a group for your business, that could be the best bet for you. Could be the best bet for you. And, you know, there's multiple things you can do with group. They could be national coverage. They could be in-state coverage. They could be have large deductibles, low deductibles. I think one of the best things that I love about group is the business can pay for it 100%. So it's a business write-off. So if that is in question, you're wondering, hey, can I do that? Will that work for me? There are multiple options. So give us a call, 719-203-6424, and we will talk to you about group insurance and see if it's best fit for you. So as we had Stacy Davis on the show last week, we also talked about HRAs, and those were health insurance agreements. So we want to look at that as well. So those are specific tax vehicles that can actually help you. So there could be some situations where if you are a business, a small business, and let's say the group isn't going to work for you, there could be some situations where you can get an SEP with an HRA.
A special enrollment period.
Correct. Yes. So, and like I said, if you missed that show last week, go to the archives and check it out because you really want to look at that. And so that can be some possibilities for you. So we really want to look and see. So our business owners, you typically have a lot more options than you think you have. This is 90, close to 100% of the time. You're busy running your business. You are doing everything you can to run your business effectively, make money, take care of your employees, take care of their families. And, you know, you just don't have the time to look into what insurance is going to work best. And sometimes you might have a plan and it might not be working best for you or your employees, but you're not sure what else to go and look at. You're not sure what else to do. So give us a chance. Let us at least look at your situation so we can see if there's something you can do better. If there's something we can do to save you more money, help your employees better, and get you better coverage. And there's many ways. Once again, that phone number is, in case you are sitting on the side of the road, like we have had multiple clients do, waiting for that phone number, is 719-203-6424. Once again, 719-203-6424, and my staff will help you. So, business owners, give us a call if you have questions or concerns and you're just not sure what to do, because you could have a lot more options. And with those HRAs might be able to help you. Biggest things, they can help you with taxes. They can help you with having more expenses so you're paying less taxes. And if you're in the situation, you know, you might be able to get that special enrollment period to get your coverage. So give us a call so we can help you there, because we really want to help you get the proper coverage. And, you know, as we were talking in the last segment, we were talking about the MediShares and we were talking about the limited pay plans, and we were talking about the supplemental plans as well. For you business owners, you probably weren't aware as well that those supplemental plans for those business owners, those are business expenses as well. So let's say that you want to do something for your employees, but you can't afford to do a big plan for them, but you want to do something. You can actually do supplemental plans for your employees, and that is a business expense. So you're doing something to keep your employees and giving them some extra value, and you get more tax write-offs. And supplemental plans could be accident, they can be illness, they can be dental, vision. They could be critical illness. So it could be multiple things. When we talk about an accident, it could be something simple like, you know, help for one day in the hospital. It could be urgent care. It could be ER. It can be multiple days in the hospital. When we're looking at the illness, that could be for days in the hospital. So the payment could be per day in the hospital. And there's also lump sum benefits you can get as well. There could be outpatient surgery benefits. There could be ER visits. So there's multiple things you can do there. If you want to provide yourself or your employees with a benefit because you missed open enrollment, the employees missed open enrollment, there's all lots of options. And then those limited pay plans could be paid for through the business as well. So there's a lot of options we have for business owners and for individuals, even that were out of open enrollment. And, you know, there's a lot of things we can do here. So never think that you have no options, because there is something we can do. And we are here to help. And we're going to find that option that works best for you. We're not going to go ahead and just give you something because, hey, you need something. We'll sit down, we'll talk to you, and we're going to find out what works best for you. Because out of all these options we went over, and there's multiple others as well, I mean, you know, we want to find out what works best for you, because one might not work best, the other one might work better. So MediShares aren't great for everybody. Only having supplemental plans is not best for everyone. Just having a limited pay plan is not best for everyone. We want to find that peg that fits. That is the key. So give us a call at 719-203-6424, and we'll answer your questions. We'll go through and create a plan that works best for you, because that's what we do. We do an analysis of your situation, whether you're an individual or with your employer, with an employees, or you're just a sole entrepreneur. We will find out what works best for you, because there are things out there, and you would be surprised the many options that you might have available that you've never thought of. And when you're thinking, now I lost open enrollment, it's over, and what do I do now?
But it is not hopeless. That's why Antonio does what he does. He's the agent. Your favorite bumper sticker, the agent doesn't charge. That's why we don't want you to be shy about calling him at 203-6424. Individual, business, group, whatever you are, whatever the love of your life doing is, call Antonio if you need insurance questions answered or insurance problems addressed. We appreciate you all. Thank you for listening. Antonio, you and I will be back here next week at 11:30. Making more trouble for the robocallers.
There you go.
I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Antonio Bresenio, the agent, the guy who gets things done. We'll be back next week at 11:30.
You've been listening to Antonio Bresenio, the agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings at 11:30, only on KRDO News Radio.